Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Luke in the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 8. Hear the word of the Lord. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for the people. In the city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? May God bless this reading, hearing, and understanding of his holy word. Amen. You pray with me. Father God, open our minds, our hearts, our souls up, and may what is said, heard, and understood this day bring glory to you. In Christ's name, amen. There are certain passages of scripture where I have read them, and I just have to say, what exactly is the message here? What's going on? It's not plain and simple. Sometimes a scripture passage also seems to be saying something that just, it doesn't make sense. It's contradictory to the life that we are called to lead. It's contradictory to how we are called to live out our Christian life. And today's scripture, to me at least, is an example of this. You have to dig a little bit deeper to see what's going on. Today, I'd like us to look at three things in today's passage. Losing faith, the widow, and the judge. I asked our young disciples this question, what do you do when things get tough? What do you do when things are not going very smoothly in your life? Well, Pastor, I pray about it. And that's a good answer. But what about if the thing that you're praying about, it doesn't improve? What about when whatever it is actually is getting worse? What do you do then? Sometimes it feels like God is just not listening to us, that he abandoned us, that he doesn't care. And after a time, our hope can turn to hopelessness, our certainty can turn to uncertainty, and our belief can turn to doubt. Our trust lessens, and our faith begins to wane. In the previous chapter in Luke, chapter 17, Jesus has been talking about the last days and then about how these times are going to be hard and they're going to be difficult. And he compares them to the days of Noah before the flood and to Sodom and Gomorrah before he rained fire down upon it. These were days that were not conducive to one's faith. But if we look at the first verse of our reading today, It talks about the importance of consistent, persistent prayer in order that we may not lose heart, in order that we do not lose our faith. Jesus then goes on to illustrate this by telling a parable about a widow and an unjust judge. So, at the beginning of this parable, we have a widow who is demanding justice from the judge in her city, and we're told that this judge does not fear God and he does not have the people's respect. For the widow to be demanding justice against her opponents means that there is something that is not right, something that should not be happening, that is. In the time of Jesus, the care of widows and orphans was given to the people. It was a mandate that you were to take care of the orphans and the widows in your community. So it is highly likely that the widow in this parable is not being cared for. She might be facing eviction from her home. She might not have money for food. Her relatives might not be caring for her the way that they should be. The bottom line is there's something wrong and she is fighting for justice. So, what did you do in that time? Well, you went and you saw the judge. And judges at that time was ordained by God to dispense his justice upon the earth. But as we've seen, this judge really doesn't care about anything but himself. He does not fear God like he is meant to because of his position. He does not have the respect of the people, so he must be a pretty crummy judge. He has the power and he's going to use it the way that he wants to. And he wants nothing to do with the widow, because I don't think he would get anything out of helping this poor, poor widow. So he puts her off and puts her off and puts her off. He probably has his secretary say, you know, if this widow comes in, tell her I'm indisposed. You know, tell her I'm out. Tell her I am on the golf course. Whatever it is, he keeps putting her off. Now, place yourself as the widow. How would you feel if you were trying to get justice and the person that was supposed to dispense that justice kept putting you off and putting you off and putting you off? I can almost guarantee that we would all be frustrated, that this widow was getting more and more frustrated. All she wants is to resolve the issue that she is having. I am pretty sure that her faith was tested, and that perhaps her faith started to dwindle a bit, because this thing is not getting resolved. But what does she do? Does she give up? Does she go back, gather her belongings out of her house and live on the street or something like that? No. She persists. She keeps coming back day after day after day. So let's think about the judge for a couple of minutes. We've already said that this judge really doesn't care about anything. He doesn't fear God. He doesn't have the people's respect, and he's going to do whatever he wants to do with what he has. But he's got this widow that is showing up at his office day after day after day. And he's probably thinking, my, but this woman is just a nuisance. She is a thorn in my side. I've got better things to do than deal with this poor widow. But the widow's persistence finally gets the judge to realize that he needs to give her justice so that she will just go away and stop bugging him. Although it doesn't explicitly say this in our scripture for today, I believe that it's pretty safe to say that I think this judge, to a certain extent, has lost his faith in humanity. He has a lot of opportunity to make a positive impact on the people around him, given his position. And yet, he doesn't do it. He simply does what he wants for his own selfish gain. So, what can we get from this parable? It seems a bit confusing, like I said. It seems like the meaning is not there. And again, we have to dig for this. It is very tempting to say that the widow represents us and the judge represents God. And if we simply bombard God with the things that we want, eventually he is going to relent and he is going to give it to us. It's tempting, but it is not correct. That goes against everything that we know about God and how he acts. Instead, I think the widow represents and tells us that we need to constantly be in prayer. We need to be seeking God's wisdom, God's peace, and God's calm to be able to handle the tough times that cause us to lose heart, to lose faith. The judge, while not fearing God, I think also is saying to us that we need to be in constant prayer. We need to be seeking out and making ourselves available and able to take advantage of the opportunities to use what we have for God's purposes. Both the widow and the judge remind us that persistent prayer also involves action. The widow did not simply sit in her prayer spot, in her prayer closet, simply crying out to God. She did something about it. And the judge, instead of sitting in his office refusing to even hear the widow's petition, should be doing something with what he has, bringing justice to the community in which he is a part of. The judge should have had faith in humanity instead of having faith in nothing except his own importance. Without faith, our lives would be totally miserable. We would miss out on all the wonders and all the joys that surround us on a daily basis. Faith sustains us in the hour where reason tells us that we cannot continue, that the whole of our lives is without meaning and is without purpose. Persistent prayer keeps us in contact with our Maker. It helps fan the flames of hope that we all carry in our hearts, fans the flame of love that we have in our hearts because of Jesus. And it reminds us to trust God in all things. Persistent prayer keeps us from losing heart and helps to sustain our faith. Amen.